Hey, everybody. I'm on the Golden Retriever of Comedy Tour. It's been fucking awesome so far. We're having so much fun going and doing these shows in these awesome venues. Got some coming up right now. Providence, Rhode Island, Nashville, Tennessee, San Antonio, Texas, and Austin, Texas. All tickets available at dansoder.com. Just click on that live events or the tour thing, and it's right there. You can. And by the way, please go through my website. Do not Google. Don't go through any second sites because they are going to try to fuck you. I'll see you soon. Providence, Rhode Island, October 24th. Nashville, Tennessee, October 25th. And then in November, November 7th, I'm at in San Antonio, Texas, and November 8th. In Austin, Texas. DanSoder.com for tickets. I love you and enjoy this episode of the podcast. They're going like now, everyone's using AI too freely.
Bro, this new, whatever that's,
this Soro 2, they're just making that, things.
I think this was legit the beginning of the end.
Can I tell you though? No one tells you the end is starts with a sugary sweet taste.
Yeah. Because
when they were doing Biggie and Pac in WWF.
I saw it. I was like, this is crazy, but a good use.
But uh-oh. There you go. Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah. But uh-oh.
When Biggie's in there.
He's like, oh, I got to say something. And he comes out. I was like, yes. And then it's so funny because you do wonder if you're like, every time society collapsed was the beginning of it, like kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Was everyone like, this fucking rules? And then you're like, oh, no. Yeah, because Biggie Pac, great, but now it's too much.
Well, then after that, I end up seeing like just every single celebrity that was dead or not. In every city, like, you know, I saw Bruce Lee doing stand up.
Yeah, oh no,
I saw Martin Luther King.
He's like, water.
Junior.
What's the deal with water? It bends, it can crash. It's the same thing. Yeah, they do Martin Luther King Jr. doing stuff to
And
have,
then I saw Muhammad Ali on Rogan, and I was like, and then I saw like myself, and I was like, nah, this crazy. Is not good.
Yeah, they'll do like ones. Lewis has been posting a lot of them, and they all.
Lewis, I did text him. I did text him when I saw him rollerblading on 9/11.
It was great.
I laughed at that.
Whoever made that?
Oh, Lewis did it?
No, he just reposted it.
That's even funny.
Someone just took the story from Legion of Skanks of Lewis rollerblading back to, I think it was Westchester or Rockville Center. No. Where was he? Rockland County.
It's so funny when he gets on his rollerblades or his little like 1 foot big skateboard.
Dude, I saw him get into
you know
it.
That? With the
the banana skateboard. Board.
That's the size of his own shoe.
It was the banana board.
It's called a penny.
Penny board.
It's a penny board.
He was obsessed with it. I saw Lewis get into an argument. This is 15 years ago. Into an argument with a cab driver in rollerblades. He was late and he was trying to get a cab, and the cab driver was like, you're not getting in here with rollerblades. And he was like, fuck you. It was right outside the cellar.
Every once in a while he'll have a big like one-on-one showdown with somebody.
That's great. And that's why you have AI, because now you can recapture it.
You ever rollerblade?
Oh, I tried in the
90s. You've owned them?
Yeah.
Can you believe I never even owned? Well, you can believe it, but I played hockey, but I did the quad skates.
So you did old school rollerblade, drop it, clap.
Yeah, yeah.
Your butt.
Like you might also find me at a roller disco.
Yes. Could you still do it? Yeah. Could you still boogie?
I recently tried and I am happy to report no, I cannot.
I hope you're returned.
I want to get back into it. Yes. I actually have been looking for skates.
Yes.
I feel like once I get my groove back, like Stella,
that I can then
become this guy. Have you ever gone to
the Wiggler?
Yeah. Yes.
We need you wiggling and clapping.
There's a new skating rink in Brooklyn, and it's dope.
Let me tell you.
It's so good. But have you ever been, and I mean to
no,
continue yeah, that, yeah. Have you ever been to Central Park and seen the outdoor roller skating escapade that is there? Okay.
I've seen people rollerblading and roller skating down the paths that the bikes go down, but I haven't seen
that.
Like,
ain't shit, Dan.
You gotta go deep into Central Park.
No, this culture is thriving.
Really?
They do it, and now I guess I don't know if the cold winter stops them. I don't know if they like the post office.
I don't know. You warm up roller skating.
I stumbled upon it. I heard fat beats coming from somewhere.
Are these guys doing performances in roller skates?
No, this is open skating in a designated rink, not enclosed. It's like they put up cones.
Great.
And there's a DJ.
Great.
And every walk of life, because it doesn't matter. If you have were bitten by this culture, yeah. it doesn't matter that you all come together.
Yeah.
And it's all walks of life, ages, everything. And these people, they only know one thing, and that's roller skating, and that's all they care about.
And having a good time.
And having a good time, but yes. And
so they know two things.
They know more than
two. And three balance.
They know so many things.
Breaking's real big.
So many things.
I could never roller skate. Skate City was a, this goes back to a core memory.
Yeah.
A birthday party.
Yeah.
Skating, a early 90s skate rink birthday party.
Yeah.
You go rent them, the brown ones with the orange wheels.
Where they were like dank.
Yeah. And I put them in, and there's older kids, and they're flying by.
Yeah.
It's like being on a social highway.
Yeah,
you're like,
it is.
Yum, 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 yum.
Yeah. You got to know your role in there. You bring it out of me.
But then the circular, you know, the swinger seats that they had in roller rink where you'd sit and put your skates on.
Yeah.
All of it, it was all carpeted too.
Yeah, all carpeted. Was carpeted. I love wall-to-wall carpeting.
I love it. I mean,
it's wall-to-wall carpeting, and sometimes skate rinks even have like the walls are carpeted.
Yes, well, that was a big thing for me.
Yeah.
Because getting on the skating rink, realizing I couldn't skate, I had to be one of the ones that goes around, and then there was a wall of carpet where you had to like to get, and people are just fucking whizzing by you.
I do feel like, though, people hold space for the people that can't.
I believe the politeness is thin.
Oh, it is.
And it wears out quick.
Okay.
I believe it's a lot of...
Well, you got that one guy, like, with his hand behind his back, like...
Doing that one?
Showing off, clearly showing off.
When they have the extra long roller blade?
Yeah.
There you go. All right, XL roller blade, I don't need you here.
It looks like a snowshoe.
Yeah. Like, CJ Apollo Ono. Stop touching the ground as you turn the corner.
Something else is going on in his head while he's bobbing and weaving.
Well, this is his domain.
Yeah, and he wants you to know it, but everybody else...
I'm just a scared little boy grabbing the wall.
Yeah.
And I never learned how to skate.
So that's where I learned how to roller skate. It was called Starstruck. It was
Staten Island?
Yeah. And this way, like, you would hear who's that? Like, give me tonight.
Yeah.
Then if you don't want to stay, girl, I'm just telling you. I'll give you all my, give me tonight.
Little Sal just screaming it.
Yeah. You know when that beat drops, like, it's like, we started dancing and loved.
Oh, damn, you guys had like rhythmic, like disco. Groom.
So I was learning, right? So I remember my dad took me, but there was older kids, you know. But you fall back, you get a hot pretzel, maybe some mustard.
Oh, man, you can get an icy. Sometimes they got icy.
You get icy.
Shout out Skate City for having Mortal Kombat too.
Yeah.
It was huge.
I was all over the crane.
Oh, the crane.
I was leaving there with tons of stuff that
I didn't know how to skate, so I wanted as much time away from the rink as possible.
Yeah. But you also had kids hooking up for the first time.
Oh, French kissing.
There was a lot of Frenching.
A lot of tongues slamming into each other.
There was like, you go there and there's like a lot of things happening. There's a lot of coming of age. There's a lot of learning.
It's something that you and I talked about with Jay on the bonfire, but it feels similar to the Foot Clan hangout in Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
You're on wheels.
Yes, yes.
It's the Foot Clan hanging out on wheels.
On wheels,
so your dad took you. How young are you?
Yeah, so at this stage, I'm in like middle school. So I'm talking like maybe fourth or fifth grade, something like that.
All right, so you're like 9, 10 years
old. It was before like, you know, people would like go in there and be like, my friend wants to go with you.
Yeah,
you know that, right?
Yeah.
So I remember like I got my bearings. And
the look off is gonna give me every time.
Pimp is there. Yeah, I gotta appeal to him.
Yeah. We're playing to the audience.
I know my audience.
Yeah.
I got my bearings and I got a little hot with it, right? And so I remember, I'll never forget that. It ended up being a core memory because I think I was mortified in front of the people and my own father. So I skated around. It was like some hot track on. And my dad was at the end, like, you know, leaning on the outside, leaning, just watching me. And I started skating toward him. And I decided to crouch down, right? So I crouched. So I wasn't upright. I lowered my hands. And then I did double jazz hands.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like crouched down, double jazz?
And I was like showing a little flare.
How close to the ground are you?
I was like, my butt was probably like...
So you dropped it all the way down?
I dropped it like, I would say like 8 inches to a foot from the ground.
Okay.
You know, and I was
so going... So you're going all one level.
I was down. I'm looking at him and I'm going like this. And like, I could even... It was from some freestyle song playing, right? And then I just completely like both... As I got toward him with the wall, I realized I really didn't have any stopping capabilities from that angle.
Oh no!
And so I just slammed right into the wall in the middle
below him?
Of my jazz hands. Like a little
gay car accident right below your father. You're just crumpled, and you're like, it's like when the blinker's still going off after an accident. Your hand's like.
It was exactly that. I was like, beep. Yeah. You know? Beep, 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 beep. Look out.
Your dad's like, just let him crash. This is how the boy learns.
And then the horn keeps going at it like, beep.
Dude, that's so fun. Going like,
And you know the sound in hockey when they hit someone? That was the sound. And like everyone looked over there.
Ooh, that noise.
And I was like, there's no way I should have been doing even at whatever age I was like, the jazz hands was a mistake.
No.
I was showing off.
Dude, that's when... every kid does that. They try to brag and then they eat shit.
Yeah,
and the smart ones learn immediately from their lesson.
I never did jazz hands again.
Ever, dude.
This was the first time I did them.
I was riding.
Since that day.
Yeah. Oh, my
since
God.
Since that day.
Were you working through it?
And I almost thought I was going to fall.
Yeah. You just slam into the wall. You just keep slamming yourself like I am legend. Like, I remember riding my bike and then like trying to do, I was like, one summer I was real confident about riding without my hands.
Yes.
So I could get going and then be like,
oh yeah, the riding without the hands was big.
And you're like looking around at the kids on the block and you're like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Were you, now was this already where you had pegs and mags?
This is like right before then.
Okay.
This is before then.
So you would
before my mongoose.
Okay.
In seventh grade.
Okay.
I got the mongoose in seventh grade with my own money. I'm no Nepo baby.
Nice.
Dan Mongoose.
I never got it.
Mongoose. Dan Mongoose. My father, Richard Mongoose, made the BMX fortune that you're aware of.
But, Sal Huffy. Yeah.
Finally, the families are together. We have to take like a gang photo like this, where we go, GT and Mongoose families have connected. The Montagues and the Capulets are cool.
Yeah.
But I was... like riding my bike, you know, no hands or whatever. And then I like tried to hot shit, do something.
Yeah.
And I, with my op, I crossed my hands and I hit my brake. And I just went like that in front of a group of friends and their siblings.
Yeah, you could die.
So the neighborhood.
Yeah, you could die.
Yeah, I just went.
You could die.
But little kids, this is what saves them. Yeah. I always think this is what saves little kids is they get up so fast. Without recognizing the pain.
Yeah.
It's almost like an Eastern philosophy. It's like if you do not accept the pain, the pain does not accept you.
Neighbor kids didn't see you fall.
I got up quick. I remember scraping like my chin.
Did you really fall?
In my, like I went, frat, and I got up and I was like, just wobbling. I'll tell you one of the worst rollerblading ones I ever had.
Please.
Rollerblading, huge. I mean, Mighty Ducks 2 comes out.
It took the nation by storm.
It was.
If not the world.
It was.
The blades. Like, it was they didn't exist. It didn't exist before that, right?
Well, it did in the homosexual community.
Oh, yeah.
But outside of the homosexual community.
But I remember even when the homosexuals didn't have them.
Yes.
It was quads when I grew up until the mid, like late 80s.
Early 90s.
Yeah, early 90s.
Because I think it stacks up with Mighty Ducks too. I think Mighty Ducks came out around 89, 90. And then when they're rollerblading in that mall scene.
And you could go faster, apparently.
I don't know.
I think you could. But.
I never really truly learned. I didn't have my feet set. I would do the thing where I turn them in.
Yeah, that's when I got on the ice. What happened to me? I turned them in.
Yeah, and you can't do
that. I had weak ankles.
I guess I have weak ankles.
Yeah.
Well, we now know the episode title.
Weak ankles.
Is weak ankles.
Yeah, they were fighting for my life. Too? Oh, yeah, they went in. I looked like a moron.
So with the quads, you're comfortable.
With the quads,
your feet are on these aircraft carriers.
You're on two little tables with wheels.
Skater's table with wheels.
That's all it is. If you think of it like that, like furniture.
Yeah.
You know, but
oh, yeah.
The blades were like blades.
Bar stools. You know, you can sit on a bar stool, but to do it, sometimes you have to lean weird.
Yeah.
So I would lean on my rollerblades.
Yeah.
And I would push off, but it would look like a baby deer running, like
or like a new baby duck, like you were trying to get your footing.
I couldn't get around, but then I eventually could get around, but I wasn't great at it.
Yeah.
And then ramps came into the play,
not the veg, right? Because ramps right now, the veg are having something.
They're having a moment.
Yeah, they're having a moment.
Good luck finding them at a decent market value.
You'll never do it.
But they and my friends that are good at rollerblading, love the ramp. And they find the concept in the suburb of ramping into a front yard. So you're landing on grass.
Yeah.
So they're doing stuff. And my friends are like, they ended up becoming skaters, so they're good. Yeah. They're pulling their legs, they're jumping, and I'm going, they're going, come on, Soder, you got this. And I was like, I don't know.
Don't you dare get on a ramp when your legs aren't even straight yet. You need, you can't. I just to put this right, I never fuck with ramps.
Well, this is why I needed to live on the East Coast. Because just the New York positivity, you said that, while also telling, you don't need no ramps.
Yeah.
In Aurora, they're like, bro, fucking jump, Soder. And I fucking,
those fucks.
I went, and I went off the ramp, but I didn't jump. I just went.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that when you go off a ramp, you have to, it's timing the jump. Yeah. You have to.
Still have to bend jump. And jump.
I thought you just went.
Me too.
I was like, it was like, I had Hot Wheels brain.
Yeah.
Where I was like, if you just drive it,
yeah,
it flies off. So
you
I
thought went. You were going to enter the ramp and the ramp was going to do the rest.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, that
exactly.
wasn't.
And honestly, I know that's false ramp logic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But we're in the post-truth era. Yeah. Maybe I am right.
But I never really even put thought into that until right now.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
but this is the reason I knew it, because I went and I didn't jump. I just went up and I came right down.
Straight down.
And I had wrist guards on.
Yeah. This was wow. So you even, but you were outfitted.
I had the wrist guards. Right. That was the one rule my mom was like, because I was 11. She's like, you can rollerblade, but you need wrist guards.
I would love to see an 11-year-old Soto with wrist guards on going up the ramp.
Going sideways, side feet down the street.
Yeah.
Shout out Nassau Drive. And then I landed and you know because the wrist guards had a little bump on them.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
No,
when you put the wrist guards in, they held your wrist, but on the inside on your palm, there was like a little bump.
Okay.
I don't know what the bump was for. Maybe if you landed, it wouldn't bend. But there was a bump nonetheless, a big plastic bump. And I went off the ramp, and my hand went right here when I landed on the grass. So that bump was right under my solar plexus. And so when I landed, I went, and then I'm like, Dude, Ryan Hamilton used to have the best joke about getting the wind knocked out of you.
Yeah, yeah.
You do think you're going to die.
Yeah, you do.
And you're like, and they're like, what did you do? They're disappointed in me and I'm injured.
Yeah.
Which sucks because you're just like, we were, and then that was it. Guys, if you have listened to my show, I've vocalized that I think getting on stage and telling jokes, I'm lucky I get to do it. The hardest thing in the world is starting a small business. I truly believe that. It like gives me, when I think about even attempting it, it gives me a level of anxiety where I'm like, you got balls of steel. But there's technology now that helps it make it easier. And Square Hardware, I'm telling you, it's the way to go. If you run a business or you're starting your own small business, get some Square Hardware. And that way you can take purchases. It can help you. You know, they have like, listen, they're behind the scenes. I've always seen them on like cars or like when you buy merch at a concert, but you don't realize it's because it runs so simple. It works from one location, shops and businesses with multiple teams or service areas. You don't need an IT team or a degree in accounting. And basically what it is they just help you with your sales, that everything is smooth and they accept every major payment method. They let you see sales and inventory in real time across every channel, and they help you access your earnings immediately with Square Banking. So if you're starting a business or running one that deserves better tools, Square helps you sell, manage, and grow without slowing down. Right now, you can get up to $200 off Square Hardware at square.com/go/Soder. That's SQUARE.com/GO/Soder. Run your business smarter with Square. Get started today. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You guys know I'm all about therapy. I truly believe that every single human being on this planet should go to a professional and talk to them to help organize, analyze, and understand their emotions. We are complicated creatures, and these supercomputers in our hands are not helping. But October 10th is World Mental Health Day. Now that's came and gone, so I don't know why I looked at that right at that time. I thought I was going to give you guys something awesome, and you're like, well, that's came and gone. But that doesn't stop the point that therapy can help, and BetterHelp makes it a lot easier. World Mental Health Day, celebrating the therapists who have helped millions of people take a step forward. If you're ready to find the right therapist for you, BetterHelp can help you with that journey. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/soder. That's better, HELP.com/soder.
I remember the first time I got the wind knocked out of me, I didn't understand what was happening to
me. You think you're dying.
I have a scar from it still under my chin.
Oh, yeah.
Hair doesn't grow right here.
Yeah, it's a fucking gnarly one, dude. It's across your whole bottom.
It's like a line.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could see it past
You can see it.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty prominent even with like...
Yeah?
Yeah. Even with scruff, you could see it.
I might have been on... No, I know what I was doing. So I was with my stepmom. We went to the supermarket. She went in. I stayed in the car.
Okay. Dangerous.
Yeah.
But this is why smartphones are good.
Yeah.
Because now kids just look at their phones.
Right. No. I got out of the car. Yeah, yeah.
I'm telling you right now, free range. Yeah. We grew up free range. Yeah. You didn't have a phone. You were like, oh, I got time. I don't know when she's coming.
I was an organic chicken that day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So
you get out of the car.
I got out. I shouldn't
have. How old are you?
I'm going to put this again somewhere right around that time.
10 or 11.
I wasn't making smart decisions at this time, apparently.
No.
So she went in.
Might have had CTE from the roller rink crash.
I might have had it, yeah.
You could have dark spots on your brain for crashing in front of your father.
So she went in. I remember waiting a bit before I got out, but I don't know if it called me. So you know when you're at the supermarket, when you come out, maybe not at every supermarket, but at this one in this time of my life, this was common. They would have like up these gates where you couldn't get the cart past those things. So they would,
Like restricting things?
Yeah, they would have up like these black poles that were like boxes that like almost look like a fence. Sure. And you can get your body through there, but not the cart.
Oh.
Right? So that people couldn't bring the cart into the parking lot or steal them. Because back then people stole carts like nobody's business.
The hobo market for them.
Yeah. Now, every kid had it was like, I don't know, people just took carts.
When someone showed up in the neighborhood with a shopping cart,
yeah,
you were like, we lived by Grocery Warehouse.
Yeah.
And I remember someone popping up with like a blue Grocery Warehouse with white writing shopping cart. And you're like, so we're going to go down hills in this.
Yeah.
You're immediately like, do you guys all want to attempt to break our necks?
Your
in this
balls
thing?
Are immediately blown off.
Oh my God.
This is amazing. Like that we are in possession of
it's
this.
It's a car.
Yeah. It's a car. It's like they pulled up in a car.
They pull up in a car.
Yeah.
The only other feeling that ever gave me that besides a car was someone pulling up in a go-kart.
Yeah.
That someone's stepdad made and they're like, yeah. And they come around and you're like, you're flying.
But the card is like, we're going to go down hills.
Yes.
We're going to crash this thing. We're going to crash with it.
Yes.
Into things.
We're going to jump out of it.
Yeah.
Jumping out was big.
Jumping out of it was big. We would keep it where we would hide it in someone's yard.
Oh.
We'd even use it to transport things.
Yes.
We'd cover all functionality.
Everything.
Yeah.
It truly was the modern era wagon trail.
Yeah.
It was the wagon wheel.
And they weren't, when I was doing it too, they weren't plastic yet. They were all metal.
Yeah, okay, that's interesting.
They were all metal.
This is the age difference.
Yeah.
I got plastic, but I got that late 80s. Fat plastic.
Yeah, the fat plastic, yeah.
Fat plastic. Skinny plastic's in now.
Yeah.
We had those big-bodied plastic in the late 80s.
Yeah.
Fat shit. Even the football helmets were fat plastic.
Indestructible.
Yeah,
take
a gun
absolutely.
To that thing and they'll... So you are in the store?
No,
you get out of the
she
car.
Went in the store. So I got it. So what I did was, so they had all those gates up, but then at the foot of them, they had these like metal poles that you'll still see today.
Yeah.
And then there was chains... connecting the metal poles so you couldn't get through with the chain, right?
Sure.
And
second line of defense.
I saw those and I said, those look like hurdles. That's a fun thing to hurdle.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so they were poles with chains linking like four or five poles in a row. And so I got out of the car and I walked to the front of the thing and I just start running and jumping over them like hurdles.
Were you in the car? Now, I just want to follow the thought process.
Yes, yes.
So you're in the car, right? Turning the radio. Got nothing.
I would imagine the car was off.
Okay. Yeah. So then you look over and you go, I could jump that.
Yeah. I saw the chain. And I was like, that would be fun to run and jump.
This is what. Yeah. Now, we did the positive of phones. This is the negative of phones. Because you only have that energy. young, when you're very young, of let's see how fast I can take this body.
Yeah.
Let's see how high I can jump this body.
Yeah.
Let's see what kind of damage this body can take and I can get back.
To be fair, I just thought I was going to jump it.
You just thought you're over here.
Never in my plans was getting the wind knocked out of me.
Was there any fantasy of someone coming outside going, you can really jump those chains?
I'm sure there was.
Like a subconscious reason?
In my head, I was just going to be like,
little boy, I was buying groceries. You're very good at jumping those hurdles.
Yeah, I think FloJo was big around that time.
Oh, yes.
Like the Olympics and stuff. Yes. And I was like, I'm going to do, I had track and field on Nintendo.
Who didn't?
You know?
By the way, you can run if you're a fucking fool, or you sit on the ground and do it with your hands.
Yeah, or you buy a turbo controller and push one button and then light the fucking up, light up the Olympics.
That's PED. Yeah, exactly. You have all your accomplishments taken.
It used to be so funny to see their little legs go at hyper speed, but they do still hear the pitter-pat.
Yeah,
like when they're running.
And they go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would really feel like I would take some of that on. Like, I'm fucking fast.
Yeah, dude. So you had to prove it.
Yes.
So you're in that. I'm catching your mindset, and it all makes sense.
I'm like, this is track and field right now in my neighborhood.
I've been training at home with Nintendo. Let me show the people of Staten Island what I can do.
I do it there. I can do it here.
Yes.
And I got out, and I remember, I'm pretty sure it was the first jump.
No!
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, now I'm thinking of it. Because because it was too high.
The
chain was too high.
Did you measure twice and cut once, or did you just try it?
I just tried it.
That's where it is.
I just tried it.
Yeah, because that's a lesson. So then you go, next time I'm going to stand next to it. I'm going to look how high it is.
Dude, I ran and jumped, and my foot clipped it. So if you imagine this is the chain, and I go to jump it, and my foot clips it. Dude, this is my foot. I clip it. I went down like this.
Yeah.
My foot stayed up on the chain, and I just went.
Oh.
I hit the cement.
Oh.
Chin first.
Oh, right there.
Right there.
Oh,
and
fuck.
Literally all the wind got knocked out of me. Now, I had never experienced this sensation before.
Getting the wind knocked out of you because your head contact is crazy.
Exactly. Yeah, my chin. So I just literally remember feeling like I went to go breathe and I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
And I a little bit of panic set in, and that stays with you for a good.
Too long.
Like 30 seconds
one
or something.
One time,
like that.
Joe List explained to me when he was telling me the shitting in the girl's shoe story, one of the first times I heard it.
That he shitting it, yeah.
He explained that he was so drunk, he woke up in an apartment and he didn't know where he was. And I go, I've done that. And he goes, not for 5 minutes. And he goes, you worry. And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Count
it's
out
like
5 minutes. Yeah. Count out 5 minutes. That's a long time to not know where you are.
It's an eternity.
Yeah. And when you're doing that, you're like, it's been an hour and I can't breathe.
Yeah. And then I couldn't even move my body, not just breathe.
How much did you feel the blood?
So there was so much blood. Oh. So, but I didn't know at first. So my chin was down. So I was there and I just was like struggling and riding a little. And I finally gathered myself to put my hands in front of me and try to get up with my knees. And
did anyone see it at the grocery store?
I don't know if anyone saw it actually happen. That I can't recall, but someone rushed over to me the second I got up because blood just started pouring out of my chin.
When you picked yourself up?
Yeah, just pouring out. And someone ran over to me, opened their bag, and ripped open their paper towels.
Great.
And then gave me a big batch of paper towels, and I put it on. And that was also burning, and this hurt really
gravel.
Bad. Yeah, gravel, yeah.
You got to wash that out.
Yeah.
That's like rocks and
dirt. There was
dirt.
There was shit in there and everything. And,
oh, my
and
God.
And so I just put it on, and I don't remember. I don't remember after that. I don't remember my stepmom coming out
stepmom,
and seeing it. Or
I think the reaction, if you're the stepmom, now that I'm in my 40s and I'm assessing this, if I'm the stepmom, come out immediate to panic. Immediate panic. Fear. Hope you're okay. Also, it's not your kid.
Yeah.
So there is I would say there's more pressure.
Sure.
If it's your kid, you're sadder and you're more upset. If it's your stepson, you're more like, fuck, this is on my record. It feels more like a DUI than it does.
To be fair, I don't think there was any fear of that.
Oh, really?
She's I don't remember it. I wonder if I got back in the car.
Did you go to the hospital?
No. And I never got stitches. And
really?
So that's why it healed all weird. It's like, if I really show you, if you can see.
Yeah. There's like a line. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I can see it perfectly.
Yeah.
It's very prominent.
Yeah.
Right under your chin.
Yeah.
Dude, it is. I'm going to tell you right now, the falls that get you are the one where your feet are taken out from under you. And you're, when I turned 21, I was downtown Denver. And I was coming down the stairs of a bar and tried to lift my foot over like a homeless guy was playing guitar. And I was like trying to get out of the way. And I lifted my foot back instead of up and over. Instead of going forward and over, I went back. And I was so drunk, I went face first into the ground and it fucking split my eye open. But then you get up and then it's the warm where you go, what's that warm?
Yeah.
And you're like, Plus it's all thinned out. Oh my God. Gushing. Oh, I was drunk.
Yeah.
I was pulsing blood. Yeah. So you don't even go to the hospital?
I didn't.
What, you just go home and they're like, put ice on it?
I guess so. From what I recall, yeah.
You heal good though.
You think so?
Yeah, that's pretty clean.
It's like adamantium?
Yeah, you're like, I have adamantium. You healed up in front of your stepmom. And you're like, your son has the ability to heal. Telling your stepdad. Good. My uncle, Charles Xavier, can help him.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just complaining about genes. I guess you know where to drop this, Reed. But honestly, the perfect gene, I just need to go buy like six of them because they are soft like sweatpants and then they fit good. It took me a while to find the perfect gene. But when I did, I was like, you know what? I'm going to order a couple of these because they don't crush your nuts. They don't sag like a diaper. Over 400 old, young, and big and small people agree that perfect gene might be the way to go. Actually, it is the way to go. And for a limited time, our listeners get 15% off their first order, plus free shipping at theperfectgene.nyc. Or you just Google the perfect gene. Use the code SOTER15 for 15% off. 15% off for new customers at theperfectgene.nyc with the promo code SOTER15. After your purchase, they're going to ask where you heard about us. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Now, let's get back into us complaining about jeans. Yeah, I think that's like the thing about phones that I know a lot of parents like it because you can always track where your kids are.
Yeah.
But there is something like about that stuff happening and then you having to come home and tell your parents you fucked up.
Yeah.
And then you learn a lesson in real time.
Yeah.
As opposed to like them stopping stuff, sometimes it's better to have stuff happen so that you can explain what it is.
Yeah.
So that it doesn't happen
again. Right. I still have scars on my knees from like playing like, you know, football in a parking lot and falling and getting all the, dude, like the tar and stuff in there. Like there's like black marks on my knees and stuff.
I've never been a beacon of fashion.
Yeah.
But in elementary school, it was wild. It was Hulk Hogan Target shirts and sweatpants.
Yeah.
It was just a real matted hair, just not a good look. Trish tried, but she worked a lot. So I got out of the house looking wild sometimes. I got out, especially with Zubed pants blowing up and shit.
Yeah.
I had a wild look at like 1992. Yeah. And dude, I remember, you know, school, you would line up before school and you're like class lines.
Yeah.
And then everyone would go in.
I remember my first day ever of lining up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go, I got stuff. I got to go.
But when you're all outside, right? Yeah. And this is Colorado. This is when shit would freeze. So it's winter.
Yeah.
Everyone's outside and it's frozen. And my friends, the ones that are better at rollerblading, before then, they're running and they're jumping on ice and they're sliding. So they're like, they're going on their feet and they're sliding and it's looks.
It's when you pull it off, it's wonderful.
Oh, dude, it looks so cool.
Yeah.
Chris and Nick.
It's like when those people run at, like on a puddle with the wakeboard or something like that. Yeah. It's like, you know?
Yeah.
That's
exactly what it is. And everyone's like, oh, it's fourth or fifth grade, but it's ice.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm too scared to try the foot thing. Yeah. So I run and then I go on my knees to slide.
Oh, you home aloned it.
Yeah. And it just goes, because it was so thin, it just fucking tears my sweatpants, and I still have scars on my knees because my knees were so bloody.
Yeah,
and I had to go into school, and I remember picking out pebbles.
Oh yeah,
being like, oh man, it was just like they were like, are you all right? Only one side ripped, but the other one, when I like lifted it up because I could feel it.
Yeah,
oh, dude.
And you sometimes you're bleeding underneath, and it gets stuck to the
dude. Like pulling. I think I was wearing like I think I kind of remember the outfit. It was purple sweatpants and a Mighty Duck shirt.
Yeah.
Like an Anaheim Mighty Duck because they had the sickest gear.
Yeah, when the Ducks came out, it was like all bets were off.
Yeah, I'm not a Charlotte Hornet guy.
I'm not
tough enough to pull that off.
Right.
Those are for girls getting fingered and guys getting fist fights.
Yeah.
I need a Mighty Ducks. I'm still a little bit of a boy at this point.
Yeah, the Ducks.
So, yeah, lining up for schools. Do they still do that?
I think they, yeah, they do. Yeah. Good. Well, I remember my first day of kindergarten. I remember it, dude.
You remember it?
I remember it.
Why? Because of the pressure?
I remember two things. One, I didn't want my mom to leave.
Okay.
Because in preschool, I remember the first day of that too. My dad took me in his light blue Chevy Nova. Shout out to Axel Foley.
Yeah.
He took me with his cousin George, and they brought me in, and it was like Alphabet Land, it was called. And I went in and I was like, you know, like the whole time, I'm like, you're not leaving me, right? And he was like, no, I'm not leaving you. And I'm like, right, because we're going to go with him, but you're not leaving, yeah, right?
Because at that point, you're spending every day with your parents.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I never really broke away from him. He's like, no, I'm not leaving you. And then we get in there, right? And we get in there, and I'm talking to the teacher, and I turn or whatever, and the guy's gone.
That's crazy.
And I just started crying. Yeah. I was crying my eyes out.
Of course.
Yeah.
Your best friend just ditched you.
I remember they played like, we played Three Little Pigs, and then the teacher wanted to stop me from crying, so she built this big house made of wooden blocks, and I was the wolf. So I blew that shit down. But then he came back later, and I was like, to this day, I tell him, like, you scarred me. Like, I'll never forget it.
You still
feel it. You said you weren't leaving, and you did. Another thing he did to you one time, there was one cookie left in the cookie jar, and he came, and he took it out, and I was like, oh, I want that cookie. I was a kid or whatever. Yeah. My dad's like, no, you want it? And he goes, I want to show you a magic trick. And he spun around, and as he spun around, he put it in his mouth. That's and when he spun back around, he didn't have it. And then I was like, what the hell is that?
That's not a magic trick at all. That's cruelty.
You ate it. Like, this isn't even funny. This is not abuse. Funny to me. It's not funny.
Hey, it's not funny. You ate that last cookie. It's abuse.
Yeah.
I don't have a license. I can't go get more cookies.
What's going on here?
You fucked
Don't
me.
Assert dominance.
What did you do?
You could have gave me. I'm your son. There was only one cookie left.
Who is this for?
Yeah.
Mom, you're already married.
She was right there. She didn't laugh either.
Yeah.
Okay.
You suck. You're striking out, Dad.
So I was on hyper alert for first day of kindergarten. So,
because you're like, I've been left before.
So now the line, so the first day of kindergarten, I remember because my mom brought me to this one, and then she said she wasn't going to leave me.
What's up with them? Why can't they find a new strategy?
I don't know. There was 8 tables, 4 kids at a table. I'll never forget because it was in alphabetical order. And so I was sitting at the last table. And my mom was like, I'm not going to leave you. I'm like, all right, don't. And then when I went in, she started to walk away. And I literally, I remember like having self-awareness to not like cry or plead in front of everybody because she was a little older, closer to 5 or whatever. And so I remember I just went, Mom, and she was around, and she was still walking. I'm like, you said you weren't going to leave, and she goes, I'm not, and she kept walking, like she kept going through the door. I'm like, Mom, and I remember I went, don't leave.
She's going, I'm not. You're going crazy. I'm just backing up towards the
and
door.
And then she fucking left.
At what point did you realize she was still going? Was it when she like walked out the door?
Like, who are you talking to? I'm not. I see you walking. You're not even breaking stride as you're telling me you're staying.
Whoa.
Like, treat me with a little bit more intellectual respect.
Buddy, watch out. I'm just stepping back over here by the light switch.
I've already been duped with this.
Okay, dude, it's crazy they did it twice.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, and I remember I walked over and sat down at my table, alphabetical order. I was sitting next to this kid, Frank Santanello. And as soon as I walked over, he was rapping. I'll never forget it. He was like, table number 8 is great. The best, the best, the best. And he started beatboxing.
Sal's mom left. Says she wasn't leaving. You go, I like that. You take real life and you turn it into art. Yeah, that's a part of like, how do you do that? How does anyone execute that properly?
I don't know.
How do you leave your kid at daycare?
I brought my daughter to her first like twos program, and it was hard. Like the first, she was going 2 days a week, and the first like month and a half, every time she'd cry, and I'd have to just be there and be like, I'm leaving, but I'm coming back.
That's the way to
go.
You know
what I mean? Yeah.
I think in the 80s and 90s, they didn't
tell you they were coming back. They just punky boosted you.
They went like, just learn it. An old rich British guy's going to help you. Now. I don't want this. I don't want a Mr. Belvedere.
And I remember being that day, like not feeling like I had to get acclimated. So I wanted everyone, like I was like, so I started I'll never forget this. I started promising every girl that I'd buy them a puppy.
That's great.
I got popular fast.
Dude, you're like the mayor of preschool. Yeah.
I was like, I'll get you a puppy. I'm going to get you a puppy too.
My dad,
like,
we own a puppy farm. What do you want?
I had no means and I had no access to puppies.
And they were believing you.
Yeah, they were believing me fully. Damn,
there's a woman walking around right now in Staten Island going, I've been being tricked since I was a little girl. I remember I was in kindergarten and this guy said,
promising me shit.
Promised me a dog. Never got a dog. And I'm upset about it.
Motherfuckers run their mouth.
And that's why I set my boyfriends on fire when they're sleeping. You're not going to fucking hurt me along this. You're not going to fucking didn't hurt me. You're not promising me no fucking door to disappear in on me.
Yeah, dude, I've been here before.
I'm motherfucker, this is how I was made. That's how I come down of it. Yeah, that's wild. Promising kids shit. Dude, I remember like the way you would lie as a kid was what your birthday party was about to be like. If you were like I remember kids being like, dude, we're going to go to Discovery Zone and we're getting like McDonald's. And you're like, you're getting McDonald's at your birthday party? He's like, yeah, I'm getting cheeseburgers. And then you got to be just shitty cake and ice cream. And you'd be at, I mean, Discovery Zone always rocked.
Right.
But you, or there was a place in Denver called Big Fun where it was like a leather straps you'd climb. It was called the spider web. Very dangerous.
Yeah.
That's also was the better part too, is you learned how pliable your neck was because of these places.
Yeah,
sure, kids got injured, but a lot of kids also learned that they could take a hit.
Yeah, they still have these places because I go.
They do?
Yeah, they have them, and they, like a lot of them feel unsanctioned.
Yeah,
like there's a, there
what is
a
the
lot
governing
of,
body of these places?
I just went to the Liberty Science Center, which sounds like it should be the most
boring
accredited place.
Liberty Science,
and
I believe a school should be behind it.
They built a spider web from the roof that you got on from the fourth floor. Parents aren't allowed in it.
Oh,
it's all netting, and it's big. It's really big. Okay. And these kids are like jumping around in there. Thank God she didn't hit the height requirement, because I was like, you're gonna like my legs lock up with heights. Like I would have had to go in there and get her out of the spider web.
By the way, they build these things.
Yeah,
like you said, it's like four stories up.
Yeah,
and it just is. It's I've seen it online.
Dude, there's kids jumping nuts around there like no, and it's no big deal.
Yeah, little lost boys.
Yeah,
just running around. Yeah. Of course, adults can't get in there, because what would happen is an adult like me at a roller rink would grab the side of the wall, yeah, and then I would compromise the structure.
Yeah,
and then kids would start spilling out of it like fucking like crumbs out of a pocket. They'd just start fucking dipping out. I didn't trust the giant rubber bands put together. I don't trust netting on.
Yeah, no.
Because there's like, you'll see that on Instagram where they'll be like, check out the play place. I love like home restoration shit that's in my algorithm. And people will be like,
oh, remind me to send you a link of this guy, this house I saw yesterday. Please, it's got like 70 million views. Oh. The guy made his house into a fun house.
Right.
I mean, as soon as we're done with this,
I love productive content.
His name is Justin Flom.
Great. I've been following what pops up in my algorithm.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Dudes doing landscaping for old people. Shit hits. Old man comes outside. He's like, what do you want?
Office. Guy's like, oh, like just roll up.
Yeah, he rolls up.
I'd be like,
goes,
hey,
man,
I'll do this
out
for you.
The guy goes,
gotta love
I don't
it.
Know,
more
man.
Of that.
He's like, more of that.
Yeah.
And then what they do is they do the time lapse where it's like, you watch him edge and you watch him pull out all the weeds and you watch him clear the
sidewalk.
Very satisfying.
Yeah.
And it feels good.
Now,
because at the end you go, look at this guy's clean yard.
Yeah, it's really nice.
He'll fuck it up because his wife died 5 years ago, but.
Have you ever seen these? I feel like they're like, I don't know what country. I forget what country. My cousin showed me this. They're like indigenous people, but they make like literal rooms out of clay, like right away. They work like all night and they make like a 4-bedroom home with a fountain out of clay.
Hit that forward.
They dig
for
with
me.
Their hands.
Yes,
dude, and they mold it. It looks like. Literally, it looks like an architect drew up plans and a contractor designed it, and they just do it with their hands, and they put in like pools in there. And have you seen this? It's fascinating to watch. And they do time lapses, and Dude, they just go into a big area with mud and they just start digging down like 15, 20 feet. This. Yes. They make stairwells and it's all in one sitting. They just sit there meticulously and they form the thing and then it solidifies and they put candles in there. They go to sleep. It's unbelievable.
I almost want you to put on sunglasses and I'll grab a Metro card to give you my hot take. Yeah. We're just going to do our own. We don't need hot take. We have hot take at home. Yeah. We have Subway takes at home. I think the internet should only be informative and not social. I believe socializing on the internet should be banned because it's not helping you in your community. And I think informative stuff, like how to build stuff and that stuff.
You came to the right guy.
Yeah.
I want the exact same thing. Yeah. I want to strip people away of the rights to socialize.
No comment sections, no nothing.
Nothing.
But if you're in the comment section, go off. Just immediately.
Comment if you agree though.
Yeah, nail those comments down below.
Engagement.
Engage and share. Knock the wind out of this show. But it really is, I feel like we would do so much better if we weren't socializing online.
Yes.
And we were only in being informed of like stuff and like,
yes,
because the socializing is what screws it all up, because you can find anybody to have the same opinion you have. You don't have to go into it. And
it's
like,
it's just a fucking mess.
Go to a roller rink.
Yeah.
Get scared by kids whizzing past you. 1760 roller skating?
Wow.
Can you bring up a photo of that?
They must have thought that person was a witch.
Yeah, like, you know, like, he moves. He glides. Spent glides on
what
the streets.
What is this? What is this fuckery?
He like a ship through water. He glides. Burn him.
He had wheels, sir.
Burn him.
He had his own wheels.
He can't breathe. Oh my God. Also, dude, what a gay ass. What a gay ass dance.
For it is I, Edward Roller Skate. Hello, boys.
He was murdered.
Yeah.
Bet you can't put your penis in my butt.
Catch me if you can.
Shout out to him, dude, because they aren't roller skates. These are motherfucking roller blades. This is a one line, like an
ice. That guy was definitely like, he was frowned upon and the coolest person anyone ever saw.
Yeah. It says he revealed it at a dinner party. Really?
He knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing.
He goes,
he had that on his calendar.
He goes,
he knew what he was doing when he rolled up to the spot.
He's finishing his dinner and he goes,
give me a second. I have something to show you. One second.
Strapping him in.
Who's
down for some post-dinner hijinks?
Clear the floor, please. Remove all the carpets.
I'll need you to sit for this.
I'm coming down the hall. I haven't figured out stopping yet.
He just goes by. Whoa. Yeah, that's got to be nuts. That, at that dinner party?
How was the dinner party with the Fredericksons?
And you go, he can move on the ground in a way that I've never seen before.
Not to overshadow the mutton, but...
Lovely gravy. Now look at me fly!
Woo. Yeah, dude. Also, his little gay stance.
Cha-cha-cha.
Yeah.
I call them roller skates.
There you go. I don't know.
You skate by like ice. Anyways... Don't shave your pubic hair. God will be mad.
Yeah, dude, that's wild. I didn't know they went that far back. And it's crazy it took until the 80s for rollerblades.
Yeah.
We're like talking 100 years before someone...
And I didn't even conceive of them until I saw them. Like, I was like, what is this?
Dude, I'm telling you, those speed skate ones, the ones we were talking about, the guys that had the extra long ones, those motherfuckers could move.
They cook.
When they would do those races, you'd be like... This is what I'm here for.
Yeah, they're probably going like 40, 50 miles an hour.
I don't know, but when they would wipe, the craziest ones were the guys that, and I feel this way about ice skating. Like when we're in Chicago, Katie's brother grew up playing hockey, so he's like still awesome at skating.
Yeah.
We'll go watch, he's in like a league, and we'll go watch games. It's actually awesome. They got a bar there.
Yeah, you
like
it's fun.
People get beers. Yeah, we get popcorn, just get stoned and sit in an ice rink and watch people play
hockey.
I'd
like to go to that.
It's great. They have a couple places in Chicago, but... He'll like move in a way on ice skates that in my mind, I'm like, there's no way I could do that. There's no way I could like turn around and continue. Yeah. It's like the ultimate chewing bubble gum and walking.
Yeah. You see, sometimes you see a move and you see it with your own eyes, but you don't understand how the body is performing it.
Yeah. That's how I felt about the first time I had sex. Yeah. I had no idea. I had no idea. I kind of knew about it. I knew how the body's supposed to move. Yeah. And then you take, you know, 23 years to find out you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
And you go, no, not, this wasn't it at all. I think like, I wish there's stuff like when I go back in my head, I wish I would have tried to have learned how to roller skate. Like, I wish I would have actually like, I think I bailed on
shit. But you can
shit.
Still do that. Like, I want to learn an instrument and another language. Now,
no insurance?
Yeah.
Well, language, they say that your brain's, like, closed. Like, your daughter can learn language, yeah. But I don't know if you can.
She's already. She talks in Spanish and Russian already really? As well, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not fluent.
Okay.
But she knows words. It's not just like...
Spanish is the most valuable. It's the dumbest thing I ever did was in middle school when you picked. I went French. Yeah. Hot girls. French. Hot girls speak French. And then you're like... The hottest girls speak Spanish.
Nobody's doing French.
The hottest girls speak Spanish. Yeah. Learn Spanish.
Yeah.
It'll just make you a dude. When I went to the University of Arizona, there used to be this place called Los Betos. It was just in Tucson. Shout out everyone that came out to Rialto. I drove by it. It's a different burrito place, but Los Betos was like by campus. Dude, it was this scene on Friday nights because it was 24 hours. So you go in at like 12:30 or like 1 and everyone would be blacked out and you'd just be waiting in a line of blacked out people that want burritos. My friend Jay, we go in, he speaks fluent Spanish. He goes, watch this. He just goes up to, because it's like Mexican. They're not speaking any English.
Right.
And he goes up and just in Spanish is like, hey, I know all these fucking white kids are waiting in line, but like really me and my friend just want 2 breakfast burritos. And in Spanish, they're like, absolutely, we've got you coming up next. And then you just get your burritos and you leave and you're like, oh man, I wish I knew Spanish.
Yeah. I have a problema with this, por favor. Yeah,
that's that Mike Racine. Where he's like, I'm allergic to dairy. Un poquito.
Yeah.
But it was like, he's fluent. So he walked in and it was like, man, that was so valuable.
I was conversational at one point when I was in high school taking it and both living with my Spanish grandparents.
Okay.
And then I went to Cancun with my friends and I was the go-between between the local gals and them. And I granted, it was fragmented,
but
I had enough in me to carry the night.
You're a charming
everybody.
Dude.
Yeah. I was like, you and you next. And I was like... You know, giving like,
yeah, I'm matchmaking. Yeah. Totally
around. Yeah. My one friend, they thought he was someone from NSYNC, really? One of my friends. And so my friend,
how
just,
old are you guys?
My friend just went with it. This particular one was Acapulco and the trip was 2001.
Shout out. I think we were.
Which you can't even go to Acapulco anymore. They'll just cut you into pieces, I think.
Really?
Yeah, it's not a destination.
Remember the show Acapulco Heat?
I know that name. Yeah,
yeah you do.
I know the
bring
name.
Bring up a trailer for
yeah.
And what you're going to do is, you're going to remember.
Yeah. Acapulco Heat, yeah.
Acapulco Heat. I'm pulling this up on YouTube. We'll put it right below us. Until
Acapulco was Cancun before Cancun was Cancun.
And it was big in the summer. Acapulco. You found it? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you want, though.
Acapulco.
That's what you want.
Acapulco Heat. Let's see if they have a trailer.
Honestly, please. I hear that name, I'm watching. You know what I mean?
Sexy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Ooh, yeah. Showgirls,
dude,
wild horses, fast cars, guns.
Everything you need.
Yeah.
Everything you need.
I'm already sold.
And the cast was stacked.
Catherine Oxenberg?
Woo! Tell me where you get more of her.
Computers, early computer surveillance, Humvees, pineapple drinks.
Everything.
Brendan Kelly. This guy, everyone's holding 2 pistols and shooting at the same time, like Lara Croft.
Because that was early 90s, dude.
Allison I'm diving Armitage. Across something.
Kabosh,
this
kabosh,
is great.
Kabosh.
Spencer Rock. This is. I mean, it's. You can't even satirize this.
I bet you could skate to this.
Oh, yeah. I love a deep vocal house music, you know? Like,
yeah.
A strong black woman with a deep register.
Woo, church voice over
she goes
some
on them runs.
Beats.
She goes on them runs. I feel it in my bowls.
Dude, they did a little karate, too.
Of course they did. I'll tell you right now, I'm going to go watch that.
Oh, he's just doing outside karate for no one else?
Yeah, just just with the beach behind them like that as the sun's setting. Yeah, that's how you do the karate.
They were so Acapulco.
That's how you do karate.
Sucked, but man, I'll tell you right now, if you were starting to get boners, yeah, the show ruled.
That was it. There was a even just in the that was the intro to the show. I saw at least six buxom bosoms.
Yeah. Telling you right now, big fake titties yeah. on a tan lady.
Yeah.
Was all that show was about. 11-year-old Dan was all about it.
You ever go to like the school or the neighborhood fair and you would play like those carny games? But when I was young, but they used to give you like, there was a time where this was all the rage, whether it was a sports player or like a woman cleaning a car in a bikini or like fixing a car with oil on her. Yeah. And she had on Daisy Dukes with yes. like a bikini top. And it was a glass, it was a framed glass poster yes. in like some really cheap, like gold, like plastic frame. And I had those, my room was lousy with them. I had them.
I love it.
I had, because
so Staten school, Island Italian thing you could do.
Our school.
Just have a bunch of meat pictures on your. Yeah. You go, look at that broad.
Yeah.
You look at that broad. Good night, other hot broad. Good night, hot broad. Dude, my friend Tony had one.
Like a girl in a Lamborghini.
Best, dude. Yeah, yeah. I think it was a Budweiser or something. And they had mesh jerseys with the bottom boob sticking out.
Yeah.
The first time I saw it in his room, I stopped and admired it like it was a painting.
Like it was the Mona Lisa.
I stopped and I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, it's my Budweiser poster. And you're like, I need a moment with this. Yeah. This is completely changing my DNA.
Under boob?
Under boob.
Yeah.
That was the first time I saw under boob.
Fascinating.
And I went, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's the bottom.
Yeah.
It's the top.
I remember the first time I saw that.
The tit is... inverted.
Yeah. I remember the first time I saw that. And I remember the first time in the woods we found a porn magazine.
Why was there so much porn in the woods? Conspiracy theorists, where are you?
Yeah.
What was up with the amount of porn in the woods in the 80s
yeah.
and 90s?
If you walked
70s, too, and 60s, probably. Yeah, it probably goes.
If you entered the woods,
you would find.
And then you walked where I was from. If you walked for, I would say, under 2 minutes. You would find a porn magazine in the woods.
If I were doing detective work on this, I would say the motivator of the person that put the porn there, they wanted to get deep enough into the woods for coverage.
Yeah.
But fast enough to get down to business.
Yes. But then and leave motivated. It there. Now,
well, you come, now you're disgusted.
Are they paying it forward? Like, you don't hold on to that?
Old Japanese culture.
Yeah.
It's when like, done this coming, leave more for some.
The person who needs to find this was going to find this.
I've planted this for the next generation of horny little boys.
Yeah.
I remember it backfired because one time I used to have to go to this athletic club that was like, had a daycare center. Shout out Cherry Creek Athletic that also became Heartwood. But it was a place for like, it's gone now. It's a mosque.
Yeah.
A lot of people in my old neighborhood have a problem with that. Might be some Islamophobia in Aurora. But I would get left there every day. I would go there after school.
Yeah.
And then during the summer, that's where I would hang.
That's where you were.
My mom would drop me off when she was on her way to work, and I'd just be there all day. But it was an athletic club, so there's people working out and shit. But sometimes we go free range because they would have our eyes on us, and we could go, we'd climb around in the bushes. And one time in the bushes at the athletic club, we found a gay magazine.
A gay magazine.
Gay mag. First time.
Gay mag in the bush.
In the bush.
Yeah.
Closeted gay mag.
Right.
Remember being like under 10, seeing it and going like, guys can't have sex with guys. Like that was like my whole thing. Is I was like, what is this? This isn't real. And then going like, oh, I just remember it was a dude like strapped to a table with a boner, but it was like a cartoon. And I was just like, I don't fuck with this. I just remember being like, I don't know what this is. I'm not down with this shit. And I threw it. And then the first time we found like a naked woman, I remember being like, like Gollum. I was like, I was Miss Precious. That's how I know gay isn't a choice. It's because I saw it and I went, well, this is whatever that nonsense is. And then I saw titties and I was like, Lisa, I'll lose. And they're like, what are you looking at, Dan? I'm like, nah. I loved it, dude.
Yeah.
Shout out Adam Hill for never getting mad at me for taking his Cinemax tape when I first saw it.
Yeah.
Because that was the next evolution.
That was. Or the watching the TV like scroll up or whatever.
Shout out Mitch Clary, had a black box. I don't know if it's illegal to unveil in 2025, but I just saw him and his brother Nick at the show in Denver. They had a black box and we watched Spice.
Yeah, Spice.
This is the
thing. May have talked about this before, I don't know.
And we're running it back.
Yeah.
Guess what? If you know that well, take a break. Let's do another podcast.
It is funny if the last time I was on here we talked about Spice, but I feel like we did.
Welcome to the Spice Market.
Yeah.
But I remember him putting on Spice and us. This is what freaked me out was when I grew up and people were like, you never had jerk off parties? And it was like, dude, we were checking each other. Like people, like there was, I was getting a full on boner and then like being like, just like positioning myself. Yeah. And then I remember my friend Jason had a pillow on his lap and they were like, ah, Jason's getting a boner. And he was like, no, I'm not. And he was like, tits, moving right, tits. Right. And you're like, I am. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
You should be ashamed.
Yeah, everyone's like, and you're like, oh, fuck, I'm feeling so much stuff.
Yes.
But I remember I remember wanting to be alone with the black box.
Right,
and
right.
Like, what? Have it.
Yes.
And then Cinemax the free weekend. That was the first time.
Yeah.
When they go, it's a from your cable provider would be like, here's free.
Yeah, there was a lot of soft lighting and saxophone.
And steam.
Yeah. And steam,
a humidifier blaring.
Red Shoe Diaries or something like
Shout
that.
Shout out David Duchovny.
Yeah.
People don't forget. Also, there's an episode of Red Shoe Diaries with Kato Kaelin in it.
Oh,
and I only know that because as the OJ trial was going on was my heavy softcore jerking off stage. that aligned perfectly. 94, 95.
I was
huge into Cinemax.
I was no joke. I was invited to a party tomorrow in LA. I'm not obviously not there. Tomorrow, a birthday party that Kato Kaelin will be in attendance at.
You could have talked about his episode of Red Shoe Diaries where he plays a mechanic.
I wish I was doing an overnight there.
Oh my God.
I just roll up and be like, I need to talk to you about something, and it's not what you think.
All right, mano a mano. And I don't want to talk about the juice. I want to talk about an episode.
I'm about to blow your mind, bro, but I want to talk about not OJ.
Brother, no one throws this pitch first. Red Shoe Diaries. You ate a lady's box on a red Corvette.
I always was like, what does this guy do?
It was always funny. Yeah. Right? Like those things, it was always, Cinemax always was detectives, scruff detectives with rich, horny wives who were never satisfied.
Yeah.
And for an 11-year-old boy. But that wasn't the woods. We got to get back. Where did the woods?
So the first mag I saw, I remember I don't think I really either saw an erect penis or...
It's like seeing violence for the first time.
Yeah, or you like go, saw it photographed from the angle it was.
Yeah.
Because it was like an aerial shot. And I just remember like I remember doing a double take, like, because, you know,
this is from a magazine
down,
in the woods.
Yeah. You look down, you understand that angle.
Sure.
But like, it was like this angle I had never seen before.
Yeah.
And it almost looked like a turtle.
Yeah.
You know, like the bag looked like the shell.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, I remember being like, what? I don't understand. Like, what angle is this?
Yeah.
But I was also just like, you know, I don't know what this is.
Yeah, that was, my dad worked at a liquor store and they had a nudie mag rack in the back. And I stole one and went into the back. This was at Dan's Liquors in Mill Valley. And I took it and I went to the back and it was Marilyn Chambers who was having like a resurgence. So she was like coming back.
I remember that.
And what she did is she would, this was the first time I saw a vagina.
Yeah.
And she had her like lips spread. And I just remember being like a little boy and being like, it seems very invasive.
Yeah.
That's all it I does. Remember is being like, yo, that's crazy. I'm looking inside your body.
It's a bit much.
It's a bit much.
It's like
just boobs.
Yeah.
Listen, show me your dick.
I already saw body double with Melanie Griffith. So
oh my God.
That was my first tits on screen.
I already saw tits pop out of a cake in Under Siege. We're past this. But this, I was like, my Lord, it felt so
medical.
The first time I saw hardcore porn, this is why it is bad that kids have access to porn now, because I was probably 13 or 14, and the first time I saw hardcore porn, and I was like, this feels like a surgery video.
This
feels like I'm watching someone get like an appendectomy or something. This doesn't
it's
feel
crazy though. Back then it was only narrative.
It was
strictly narrative.
You had to
and they took a minute to get there, too. Yeah. Like, you had to sit through the narrative.
They go, they might fuck. They're flirting.
Yeah,
she's in a towel.
Yeah.
But what's funny is I think we've removed that. This is something that a point I made about with Jeffrey Asmus, that everything is porn now.
Yeah.
We've taken the front end of porn and chopped it off, and we just put the sex online, and then we use this for everything else.
Yeah.
Where we go, this is everything. This is... We're going to make, like, the stuff even we're talking about that we like, where they clean someone's yard, they make it a little porn, where they go, is this lonely man going to need his lawn cleaned up?
Right.
And he goes, my wife died. And it's like,
Yeah,
exactly. They should put 70s porn music to all the stuff. He's like, mowing. I'm like, you're fucking cleaning it up. But it is. It's like,
but it wasn't even like the typical stuff in the early days. It wasn't even like, pizza delivery, I see where this is going.
Yeah.
It was like a family struggling for power. You know what I mean?
This is about workers' rights.
Yeah.
And then now they're having sex.
Yeah.
This is insane.
It's crazy. Yeah.
I didn't even realize they were going to have sex in that strawberry field.
Right.
I thought this was Julio Cesar. Yeah, that is one of the things where now they just go, cut it off and put it right there. You need to go back to just enjoying stuff. It's the instant thing. It's like ordering. I wanted to tell you, I feel like we should shame companies now, but in better
for it.
We need to aim our shame better.
Okay. Ooh, that's you got a slogan in there somewhere.
Aim
got a catchphrase. Maybe it's a new segment.
It's time to aim your shame.
Yeah.
But I feel like people now, because everything's instant, it's like a lot more dishonest. Where they're like, they don't tell you everything about it. You just order it, and you get it, and you go, I don't fucking...
Like what? What do you mean?
I ordered jeans. Mm-hmm. Katie bought me for Christmas a couple years ago. She bought me a pair of Gap jeans.
I mean, I myself have to get my body into those jeans prior to ordering.
And this is...
Or at least know that I can send it right back prepaid.
But that's why I found a pair. She got them for me for Christmas. She did the, I don't know if you're going to like them. Loved them. Went and got another pair.
I always double up when I find something that fits me good.
Because you go, I just need more of this.
Yeah.
So now it's starting to come. Now I'm on tour and I wear my jeans until they fucking rot.
Yeah.
I wear them.
I'm still that. That's how we grew up.
Yeah.
You have a pair of jeans and then they fall apart and you get another pair of jeans.
And then you get another pair of jeans.
Yeah.
So we're at the point where they're starting to both fall apart at the same time. I did laundry and I lifted them up and I saw little holes in the jean pockets. I was like, all right, got to get new.
Yeah, but sometimes that's a nice patina.
It is.
You know, you want that on there because you can only get that through the wear.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes they try to manufacture that and sell to you off the rack, but you know it's not the same.
I need my touch on that. My butt needs to rub that.
So sometimes it's nice, but there's not a lot of a window between when they begin to fray and when they finally are gone. That's like the golden window right now.
My favorite pair had no golden window.
Pimpy knows. He loves his jeans.
My golden window, my favorite pair, the golden window... Non-existent. All of a sudden, I see it's
zero.
I wash it. Belt loop breaks on the back. Now we're fucked. Orders from Gap. Say I take a picture.
You can go to a local tailor and get that belt loop. Is not you can. There's not no
the
wear
through another parts stops me.
Okay,
because I go, I'll fix this and then everything else.
I've brought jeans. I've brought the jeans that I loved to the tailor 3 times. Like it's a patchwork job. Like it's a Frankenstein.
Also, I feel like tailors aren't getting a lot of biz right now. So maybe I do bring that in.
I had a blown out hole in the crotch. Just ripped open. I patched in from the inside. A patch here, a patch in the back. When the belt loop started to rip and started to have a hole, I took care of it because I was like, I have to have these forever.
I like this.
Yeah.
I think I might do that. But I took a picture of the inside pocket, mm-hmm. same make, same model and everything.
Mm-hmm. And?
Ordered them. They got here. They threw me a curveball.
That's how they got you.
They threw me a curveball. Now they have side pockets like a mom.
Yeah, but meanwhile,
I put them on. Katie's like, those are mom jeans. We were both laughing. It was this morning.
Yeah,
I got so mad.
But it was the same SKU.
So mad.
It was the same SKU number.
Yes.
Yeah, that's bullshit, man.
I was like, dude, what the fuck?
I don't like when they do that shit.
I'm returning them in person.
I don't like when they do that shit.
Because there's a gap about 10 blocks away. I'm walking them in.
They keep the SKU, but it's the next season. It's not an identical product.
Dude, I fucking, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not. And this is why we need to shame them. Stop. If you have something that works, just keep doing that.
Yeah.
Keep doing that. Bobby and them made fun of me on the regs for the stick collar because I like, but these shirts are Abercrombie and Fitch.
Let me tell you something right now. I've loved you since the day I met you.
Yeah.
And every time I'm with you, it reinforces my love.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm a thick collar guy all the way. You kidding me? I hate a stretch thin collar.
But I like the in between. in the
That's hat. Nice.
Yes.
That's going to keep its shape.
Abercrombie & Fitch did a great job with these t-shirts last year. Their heavyweight t-shirts were unbelievable.
But they're soft. They don't pill.
They don't pill.
They have some stretch in them.
They're great. They're soft. They're so soft.
Yeah.
And so I liked it. When I like something, my brain is like, get seven of them. This is all we wear now.
Yes.
That happened with my Nike hoodies. Right. That happened with everything. Right. It's partially a retardation I'm not aware of, but no,
They say very intelligent people wear the same exact clothes.
I don't know. I'm like, I don't want to make the decisions, and I'm not fashionable. But then Abercrombie & Fitch, I'm like, let me go buy more shirts. And they go, oh, we do a different version now.
It's the
collar one. And you go, you sons of bitches.
I know.
You fucking ruined. I feel like the end of Planet of the Apes. You blew it all up.
I found my favorite black t-shirt of all time. The wash on it was that it was already faded this place, Madewell.
Great.
I'm wearing this thing.
I looked them up.
I'm wearing it left and right. I'm dressing it up. I'm dressing it down. I'm wearing it with shorts. I'm wearing it out at night. Didn't even matter.
God.
It
was on stage, off stage.
It took pole position. And I have 600 t-shirts.
Yeah.
And I was favoring this.
I would say you have an elite collection of t-shirts.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. And so I went back to get more when I realized, oh my God, this is the shirt.
Sure.
And they didn't have it anymore. They had a different version. They didn't try to pawn it off as the same version, but they didn't have anything close to it. I'm sad to say that about 2 months ago, my wife shrunk it in the wash. And
you only had one
before she did it, I said, please don't shrink this.
And you only had one of them.
She said, I didn't do anything different than I ever do. I did it in a cold cycle, and I did it in like a medium, whatever have you. I was like, this should have never hit the dryer.
A low tumble.
It should have never hit the dryer.
Oh.
This should have air dried.
Not even on a low tumble?
We don't even want to risk it with a shirt like this. Listen, we don't even want to risk it.
And your lovely wife's defense.
You understand?
And your lovely wife's defense.
And I just like, she's done two things in the last couple of years that really got me. This one, and then when I was at the Knicks game, I wanted her to tape me when they put me on the big screen. I told her seven times, just be ready. Just be ready when I'm happy. Just be ready when it happens. I want to put on, so just be ready when it happens. It came up. She didn't fucking record me.
Yeah.
She got the last second of it. I was up there for 10 seconds.
So funny.
All she got was this.
Yeah.
That's it. And I was like, babe, I couldn't have. I mean, this is why you're here tonight.
She was like,
why you're here was to capture that for me.
But she was excited. I get it. Because you went there and you go, oh, that's you.
Yeah, no, she like halfway through, she like picked it up. And I was on the screen looking at her. My face on the screen was like, what are you doing? This is halfway over.
So my advice in defense of your lovely wife.
Yes.
She's amazing. I feel like.
But this was a real fuck up, if I'm being honest.
With a t-shirt, to become a favorite t-shirt, it needs to be able to take a little abuse. So you need to dry it first. Because then if it survives that drying and it still fits you well, that's when you go back and you fucking round up everyone.
Now I have a mandate. Now I literally will make a pile. I go, these don't get. I'm taking it into my own hands now.
All right.
She left me no choice.
She didn't. But I understand that. But next time you find a shirt you like, before it's your favorite shirt, dry it on a low tumble. See how it goes. And then if it still fits you, go back and order as many as you can.
Right.
Because I made the mistake. I only bought one pair when I liked these Gap jeans. I should have got four of them, son of bitches. Because especially if they're running a deal.
Yeah.
Come on, everyone. Were
they running a deal?
If they're running a deal, I'm in.
Oh, speaking of which, we're coming up on those Black Friday deals.
Yeah. What am I doing?
You get ahead of that.
But I'm still returning my Gap jeans because they gave me mom jeans. And I'm bringing them fucking back.
Yeah, return them.
I'm going to return them face to face.
I found I was in France, and you know this because you speak French.
Yeah.
I took
8 years of it, retained none of it.
I was in Paris in like the fall of like 2017.
Okay.
And I found a place that had jeans that I liked. And I was like, I can't believe the fit of these jeans. And so I bought six pairs. I bought three pairs of jeans. So it was...
And did you try them all on?
I tried them all on there. Black, very dark blue, and like the traditional blue.
Damn.
Then I bought a pair of the same exact cut in a dress pant.
Great.
And then I bought two khaki pairs. They all fit amazing. Those are my six pants plus... This is the only one I've added since 2017.
If I'm
in a pant, it's one of those six pants.
Can I tell you right now? Can you believe that? Can I tell you
right now?
I swear to God... That's the morality that I strive for.
That is what that is to me. Thank you.
What that represents to me and my friend Sal is consistency.
Yeah.
Is understanding, more importantly, foresight. You saw what you liked.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of them.
8 years now. 8 years. I had those six pants and this. I swear to God, you pull up any clip of me online ever, it's one of those pants.
I love it.
Yeah.
I absolutely
And I'm a little worried because I went back last year. I realized that we're on like year eight and I'm like, oh, like I can get these tailored. If they rip and fix it. But let me just go back and just see what this company is up to now. And they had a full rebranding.
See? And now it's
like,
gone.
Now, and by the way, like I like a tapered leg. I do. Okay. You know, and now the wide leg is really back in favor.
And I love a wide leg.
Yeah, I grew up with the wide leg.
I'm a wide leg guy.
I don't want to be a wide leg now because I'm wider now. So the wide leg doesn't suit me. You know, but when I was in like college and stuff, the wide leg was, kidding me? They called me Ali Wide Legs, right? Like I had the wide legs, everything.
Finding good pants is like finding love. You stop looking for it and it appears.
Yeah.
And then you hold on to it.
Yeah.
Hold on to those.
You hold on to them. So they're not going to get me anymore, this company. So now I know that one day, hopefully not too soon, though, I'll need to begin the journey of finding the perfect pair of jeans.
And I'm on that journey, and I'll let you know how it goes. Yeah. I do wonder with stuff like podcasts, if that company that made your favorite t-shirt would see this, and they'd go like, I really fucked up.
Clip it, Pimpy, please.
Clip that shit, because we're going to try to get that t-shirt
I ain't above
back.
That shit.
Because we need that t-shirt. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. You got a Yo MTV Raps pack? Dude. So we haven't done cards. First off, Sal Vulcano on tour right now. SalVulcano.com?
SalVulcanoComedy.com.
SalVulcanoComedy.com.
Yes.
On tour. Go get tickets. He's fucking hilarious.
Thank
He's
you.
One of the best. And
I'm
so glad you came back on
Thank
the show.
Thank you. I got tons of cities up there, and I'm adding a ton. I'm going all the way to 27. But just to call out Chicago Theater, November 14th, if this comes out before then.
Yeah,
well. Beacon Theater, December 27th. The Ryman, April 12th. Atlantic City. And then truly, there's like 40 cities up there, and I'm adding more. So check that out.
SalVulcano.com. What's the name of the tour?
SalVulcanoComedy.com.
God damn it. SalVulcanoComedy.com.
Everything's Fine Tour.
Great. Everything's Fine Tour.
And then I have a new talk show coming out. Called Manoush, which I want to talk to you about, Pimpy. Called Manoush in the late fall, early winter, and I'm doing it in 10 episode seasons, and it's basically like really big guests, really small talk, and it's kind of like it goes in and out of real conversation and sketch comedy. It's fun. It's different.
That's very fun.
Yeah, it's different.
Is
and
that
different.
Gonna be on your YouTube?
It's gonna be on my YouTube and wherever you listen to the podcast.
Go click that shit.
Yes, Manoush.
Sal Vulcano, and I think you see what's in my hand, so you know that this Saturday there's a card. We haven't done cards in forever. But Sal's back?
The
guy that pulled
time,
the Jordan?
I pulled the Jordan last time, yeah.
You run it back with some yellow.
Which you were very kind to give to me.
Yeah.
And that's so nice because you could have kept that.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have kept
that.
But I love you. Go see Sal on tour right now. Go buy tickets.